I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your professional and life coach, making sure that both of those areas are nothing short than spectacular. I'm so happy to have on the show today, Justin Kuiper. Hi, Justin.
Hello, Jody. How are you?
Doing swell. Looking forward to our talk today.
Thank you. Great to be here, really. Yay. Thank you very much.
All right. Let me tell you something about Justin. Justin Kuiper is the co-founder and CEO of OpenVest, a fintech platform democratizing elite hedge fund and private equity investing exposures. After years in consulting and finance, including running a hedge fund where he consistently outperformed benchmarks, Justin saw how Wall Street locked out ordinary people with 2% plus fees and exclusivity. With OpenVest, he set out to change that by making hedge fund and private equity style portfolios accessible to everyone for just $3 a month. Bootstrapping OpenVest from scratch, Justin has guided the company through product market fit, filed multiple patents, and built scalable systems that deliver institutional-grade portfolios with the simplicity of a subscription. A Columbia MBA top graduate in the 20%, he blends deep financial expertise with hands-on entrepreneurial grit. His mission is to tear down the velvet rope around wealth building and empower everyday investors to grow smarter, faster, and more affordably. Wow, I wanna jump on this train right away. You know, Justin, I love it how you are opening up this opportunity for everyone. And were you at Columbia MBA in finance? Was that
yes.
your focus?
Yes, correct. Yes. So did the MBA program at Columbia, and yes, focused in finance. Yes, correct. That's
and
right.
All traditional, you know, this is how you get to the top. You get, you know, you join, you know, a company.
Name your bank or whatever. Yeah,
name
yeah,
your
exactly.
Bank, and then you get your list and you start calling people and building relationships and everything like that.
And so forth. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
How did that go for you?
Yeah. So ultimately, actually, I went into the MBA program knowing I wanted to already veer in this direction. Mm. So I had already started one of my own companies before, worked in New York City prior to that, got my sort of expertise in the field. And then I was already on this path, meaning before the program started. So I knew what my mission was there. Was
nice.
Just sort of to grow my network, one, two, maybe get a rounded out business education in departments that I was less knowledgeable in. But it was always with the intention of sort of running my own business was the approach I took.
That's great.
So we already had the sort of front end of the platform already built. And so, yes, so just for everyone out there, we are currently live in 11 U.S. states and currently expanding. So California is one of them, New York, Florida, Colorado, Michigan. You can check out the rest at openvest.co for individuals who are interested in learning more. But and then we're exclusively available through obviously the Apple App Store and the Android iOS, so only through mobile for now. But coming back to your question, I came to the MBA with the intention of knowing that this was already built on the front end, and then we needed a partner in order to make this work in terms of, because there are a lot of regulations, obviously, right, in the financial
Absolutely.
field.
Yep.
And so we are built on top of Interactive Brokers' infrastructure stack. So we basically structured a deal
Okay.
with them where we were allowed to create this platform on top of their platform, because they've already been around for, more
Yeah.
than 48 years now, and they're well established. So sometimes people ask me, like when they're registering, where is the money actually being held? So it's being custodied at Interactive Brokers. So there's no reason to worry that, some earlier stage company will go under for one reason or another and your money
Excellent.
won't be accessible. It's actually just as secure as being on a, meaning on a well-known platform.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
like Schwab or,
Yes, exactly.
Vanguard or,
Right. Same
yeah.
levels of risk
Yeah.
in that. And actually, you bring up Vanguard. That's actually a good point. So we actually have, even within the structured, so this is the only what I'll call actively managed platform in the world, because I've seen many different iterations of these types of companies. So if you look at the Fidelities, the Schwabs, the even the competitors in our field, quote unquote, the Vanguards, the Wealthfronts, these guys all, they offer you an ETF or something indexed to, let's say, an S&P index, minus the fee that they're taking. So if you just take a step back and think about what that means, that implicitly means let's benchmark the index, but we're going to take our fee. So you're basically guaranteed to underperform an index at any given point, because they are just mimicking it and then taking their cut for offering that to you.
Now, what about, yeah, go ahead, 'cause
Sorry, so I was just going to say
yeah.
that our portfolios are modeled after using our data insights and sort of proprietary information on the back end, what the top portfolio managers are doing at any given point, and we're sort of through using our analyses, giving you that same actively managed strategy that you wouldn't get elsewhere. So we do have, so to explain how we're different, right? We offer long short portfolios, so we can make money, meaning we can make some levels of profits even in down markets. I guess a recent example would have been end of last week, and even earlier this year. The other thing is, and then we have different structurings to make them basically give the same level of private equity exposure access, using those same differentiated tools that they use to amplify wealth over time. We basically embed that into the platform. So any user can sign up. It takes just about 5 minutes, as you would on any Robinhood account or anything of the like. And once you're in and you've linked your bank account, you can start with as little as a few hundred dollars just to start out. So 300 is the absolute minimum. So even if people want to try it, but what we've noticed is that more than 80% of our initial users in the past few months have subsequently reinvested. So once they see it working, they're very comfortable with it,
They're
with the platform.
transferred. It sounds great. I'm curious about with some of the positive things with, again, I'll just say Vanguard is, they've got a team of people putting together their ETFs to have it very balanced, some tech stocks, so there'll be a higher yield, some very conservative stocks. So again, it is a balanced fund.
Yeah.
I'm
So
curious.
sorry, can I just touch on one point on
Yes, go
Vanguard?
ahead,
So you
please.
bring up Vanguard. That's a very good example. The average dividend yield on Vanguard is anywhere from 2 to 3%, meaning for most portfolio, almost all, I
Okay.
would say. There may be some exceptions, but we have income-focused strategies as well. So for those individuals who were using Vanguard and the like, because they and we offer what we call dividend yields between 6.5% and 9.5% on an annualized basis,
Okay.
plus moderate upside. So anywhere from high single digits to low double digits. So for individuals who are more income focused and just want a better mechanism to pay their bills or utility bills or
Yeah.
just sort of have it cover expenses, we offer an option there that meaning will alt it does yield more even as of right now.
Great, great. So tell me about your system and how you built this, apparently triple or at least double dividend and then yearly yield on the stocks. And again, I was just going to say with Vanguard, they've got the teams and Schwab, the people and doing research, and I'm sure AI is part of that, but they have again a team looking at that as well, human eyes on what's going on. How is yours different?
So in terms of I guess the one way we're differentiated, so let me touch on this a little bit. To be clear, we do have teams, meaning we have individuals who, obviously not to the same level of Vanguard, but we don't have to because we are still analyzing vast amounts of data and making our sort of curated selections in the
Okay.
offerings there, right? So obviously there's a lot of work that goes into that as well, making sure that there are, appropriate you do want to diversify, but you don't want to overly diversify. So there's a sort of fine
Yeah.
line between that,
Sure.
because if you overly diversify, you are giving up returns basically. And so you want to make sure, but anyway, to answer your question, we have teams that meaning look over this information, process a lot of data very quickly, and as you touched on, using various AI tools to help as well. In combination with Excels, and we have models running through that. And ultimately, it's part of it is the data side of it, which you've touched on. The other part is honestly just having deep exposure into the markets and knowing that there are other offerings that give higher dividend yields with the same levels of appreciation as maybe slightly more defensive or conservative options that meaning or they're offering the same level of risk, but you can actually get a slightly higher dividend yields. And so honestly, part of it was just running a lot of these data analyses, but through that you've actually find opportunities. And so we basically make sure to embed those into our existing offerings as a
All
result.
right. Yeah, how did you and your team, how did you find this through your data analysis? I mean, it does sound like you're different, but it would also sound like others would take advantage of the data analysis and, again, defensive options to hold on to more of those percentages.
Right. So just to clarify, so what I want to say is there are times where being defensive is better, and there are times where being more aggressive is better because otherwise you're giving up upside, right? And so, but especially on the income focused portfolios, I don't think it's something to worry about. That was more just honestly structuring because there are always opportunities in the markets. You just have to know where to look. And so
That's what I want to know, how your team knew where to look.
Right. So a lot of that is using, honestly, it's a combination of digging through public filings, sometimes other materials from various sources that we pull together. So think of anything from 13Fs to SEC filings, but other more proprietary data sources as well, meaning that we have obviously just through working on Wall Street in the industry, you can get a sense of where to pull some of this information, and it helps you make more accurate decisions and obviously structure these things as a result. I can't like give the
I know.
full open book because it's
I
ultimately some levels
it's
proprietary.
definitely
But what I will
proprietary.
say is that if the model didn't work, why would we start out and allow users to start with just a few $100 to try it out? And so we are ultimately incentivized to, make sure that, meaning what we're offering is working properly. Otherwise,
Yeah,
there would, yeah.
you wouldn't want to spend all this effort and
And time, exactly.
exactly. And it sounds like, you went to Columbia with this in mind, and this was always the end goal, or the goal of setting up this company. When did the company start? When?
Yeah, so actually prior, so we launched officially just a few months back. So in we were meaning open and accepting customers at least as of the end of June. So we've been live for a few months now. We started in three states, New York, California, Florida, and subsequently have now expanded into eight more. So we're in 11 states now. And then at the beginning of next year, we'll be parallelly expanding into India as well. So I actually spent a few months there building this full time with at least my core development team who is
Great.
based there. So I was actually living there for 5 months building
Wow.
this out.
What was that like for
Yes,
Mr. New York?
definitely a different experience. But what I will say is it was not my first time into the country, so I've had some familiarity. But to be honest with you, while I was there, most of the time we were just working on this 7 days a week and trying to put all the pieces together and making sure we were adhering to the regulatory sort of rules put in place and making sure the financial aspect was working and then the legal aspect that we were staying on top of. So there were a lot of moving parts at any given time. But I will say it was a very, very unique experience. And then obviously becoming familiar with their work culture as well as ours and making that fit.
Great. Yeah. Behind closed doors for 7 days a week, 5 months. Wow. You guys really produce something very, very good and unique. And again, want to invite people to look at openvest.com to get a feel of what's going
So
on,
it's
or
.co, sorry, CO.
.co. Sorry
Sorry.
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Openvest.co.
Co.
And then
CO. Yeah.
we're also offering a promotion now during these. So if you sign up and invest a minimum of $300 and
Yeah.
you subsequently refer another individual, meaning you'll get a referral code once you sign up and invest. So you have to link your bank account, invest, then you'll get $10 per referee that you get. So meaning
Nice.
into your account. So that's a little
Yeah.
incentive program that we've recently launched. And so we're running that right now.
Great, that's great. Yeah, and really good looking website. I'd also recommend reading the blogs. Really, really good about getting some background on the market and on OpenVest. So tell me, if you had a crystal ball, here we go. What do you think's going to go on with the market? Let's give it 6 months, till what would that be, April 2006? What are you expecting? Are we going for a bumpy ride, like we have been? In some ways, it's your great opportunity to make money in the market, but definitely ups and downs.
You are. Yes, that's a good point. There are ups and downs. I guess at any given point, you don't necessarily know exactly what the future holds. But what I will say is, so in terms of the bumpiness and the volatility, that I think is going to come down more to the geopolitical frame of what's going on
Tell
rather
me
than.
what that means to you as co-founder and CEO. What is the geopolitical
Meaning
environment?
how we're structuring trade deals with China and we as the US. So specifically now about mineral parts and the reactions to that, whether that is something for a cause for dispute, right? On
You
the
mean as far as tariffs and
yes, and
okay.
all of that, yeah. But what I will say, regardless of all of that, so excluding that, I mean, you can take that as something that can determine levels of volatility on any given day. There are, and then there's obviously the whole AI segment that has kind of taken off, and there are many venture capitalists who are just seem to be throwing money at that, whether something sticks or not. That there are probably the way this is going to work basically is that there will be a few companies that will be very, very big winners from this sort of AI trend. Very similar to the dot-com sort of bubble and bust. There will inevitably be a bubble and bust.
And
Are we in a bu bubble now? Yes, no, I've heard different, people. So for some companies, we most likely are, and meaning for most, but some of those few companies that will be the winners probably do deserve the current valuations that they're getting.
And are
So
you looking at open AI and some of those who else as well?
yes, OpenAI, Perplexity, so those types of opportunities. I think Polymarket was another one that recently raised a lot of, or at least closed a $2 billion round. But
Goodness.
in terms of those opportunity, what I will say is that the nature of so looking at the sort of from the crystal ball question, the nature is that at least at some point in time in the relatively near future, let's say, I mean, nobody can predict the exact days of when things happen, but there will be inevitably two, three, maybe four big winners in their categories, and then the rest will sort of either not achieve product market fit or not have, they will sort of be wiped out from the, or not ultimately scaling as a virtue of the levels of investment capital that have been brought into it. They will not sort of see a return on that, but then other individuals will be very, very big winners from it. And so that is part of the reason for such rampant spending and build out and all of this infrastructure that is just, driving a whole new
Industry.
wave, into the economy. So that's sort of the broad line futuristic view, but I would say it follows the same norms every cycle. So the behavioral cycles and the playouts of winners and losers in terms of market share seem to always, roughly approximate. There's a saying that history doesn't repeat itself, but sure does rhyme. So it's kind of those, and so that's why you can use data and leverage insights to make fairly accurate predictions. And so even if you're approximately right, you'll still do very, very, very well, in especially in investing. So
Yeah, and it sounds like, you have all the data and all the insights. It's nothing that we haven't seen before in our country or in our, history of investing.
right. So the idiosyncratic risks are different, meaning from the obviously, like, we're not mimicking the sort of internet era, or just to give an example, right? But yes, if there are, so there are idiosyncratic risks, and then there are sort of longer term, more macro driven analyses and predictions that you can make as well. So yes.
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, thanks for letting us know the specifics of I understand. As long as you know what path to follow, you don't need to know exactly what will happen in what month and on what given day.
Right. Now, that being said, there are opportunistic things that take place. So, for example, a given day will offer you a certain opportunity, or sometimes a business is trading for less than the entire amount of cash they hold on their balance sheet, just to give an example. And so you have to know when to dissect those and take advantage of those while they're sort of given to you. But Yeah,
To
anyway, sorry.
totally understand that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What are you excited about in these last few months of 25 and in the new year 2026 for your company?
Yes, so I think so we've the good news is that we've proven out our model, and meaning for individuals that have signed up, and we've been, growing quite a bit. We're definitely on the right path. I think over the next coming months, we're just looking to get fully licensed in the United States, meaning being at least offering the product, the platform in all 50 states, and then subsequently into early next year, expanding into India as well. So as I mentioned, I spent time there, but obviously there's such a massive user base there, and we believe this type of product and does not even really exist there, at least in its core offering. And so there's a massive opportunity there. So ultimately, in the coming months, it's just looking to grow and really just get the word out much more, and then pursue incremental features that we're adding. So we have one-click investment opportunities. We have auto deductions enabled, so that if somebody wants to just sign up and do set up their account once, they can just set it and forget it, or come back and check it every so often. They don't have to keep coming back to sort of click around and do things. So we're making improvements on, meaning we've already made those improvements, but we're making other sort of feature adaptations like that. But at the same time, you don't want to over-featureize, as I call it. So most of the trajectory, at least for the coming months, will just be focusing on growth, but then with small adaptations here and there. So both in the US and then obviously internationally as well, at least in India to start the year. So
That is exciting. Yeah, lots of opportunity in India. I think that's great. And with your auto deductions, let's say there's a person who just wants to put their faith in you, your model, your research, your data. Is that similar to like in a fund or an ETF, where again you have created something that you feel will, give that 6.5 to 9% annual return, or what is that like?
Yeah, so it's structured in similar ways, in the sense that yes, in individuals technically they can do that. So they can sign up, select the designated sort of what we call more income focused options, and then they can click on that, right? I think it's yeah, so we have a balanced equity and income portfolio, and then a do-it-yourself income portfolio. So you can click on one of those, invest for the first time, and then go and into, I believe it, yeah, settings, more set. You can, or sorry, in the top right corner, you can click, and there's an option there to set up auto deductions as well. Sorry, recurring and auto
I
deductions.
see.
While you're investing, there's an auto deduct option. You just click on it. It's like a green sort of swipe right to make it green kind of a thing. And then what will happen is that basically your bank account is linked when you sign up. So you're just linking your bank account just to transfer funds. And so what will happen is it will just automatically be
Automatically
pulled. So that,
transfer a certain
yeah.
amount each
So you
month.
can do it that way, or you can leave some cash in your available balance or your buying power, and then it will be automatically deducted from there. But if it's not there, it'll just be transferred then deducted. But either way, the entire process takes care of that. So on the back end, our technology is taking care of that. So as long as you've selected that and you've set up recurring payments, you technically wouldn't have to have you wouldn't have to do anything unless you wanted to come back and take money out as for specific, covering expenses or whatnot.
Great. It sounds like a very simple process, and the reporting monthly. I mean, what are they, quarterly? How do people track
Yes.
their performance?
Yes. So actually, you can track it daily. So you can see sort of how things are moving around. For now, we've structured it where at sort of at the end of each day, individuals can see where their balances are. And that, again, that is all linked through technology with interactive brokers. So the your balances are there for you in the same exact ways that they would be on any other platform. The only difference is you may not see the daily fluctuations during the day, meaning
Of
intraday,
course.
but end of day you would see. So we're showing you where the balances are at each day, and you can constantly track that and see that for yourself.
Nice. And it's so great that you have a very well-developed a firm, Interactive Brokers, good reputation out there in the market, one of the more popular trading platforms. So that's a win for you and again your company. So once again, Justin, how can people get more information?
Yes. So one way is to go on the websites. You can go to openvest.co. And then we actually have we have a Charlie Kirk promotion as well. So we're offering our users 4 months free during this time period. So if they enter, they sign up, they invest a minimum of $300 or more, meaning that that's just the platform limit. They can enter the code Kirk4, KIRK number 4. And they'll get the first 4 months free while using the platform. So meaning even the flat monthly fee will be waived for this period of time.
Great.
So we decided to launch this obviously in the event of what happened and give people an opportunity to sort of grow give an early offering for that. So that is on the website. So you can type in openvest.co/Kirk4, KIRK4, and you'll see more information there. We're also on Twitter, so at openvest1, the number one. And again on Instagram, it's the same thing. So openvest number one. And then we also have a LinkedIn page as well. And then I'll also give my email if anybody wants to reach out. So it's JAK at openvest.co for anybody who's has any questions or is interested in learning more. But that's the full scope of sort of social media email handles. So.
Great. You've got it covered. And I just did want to mention that there is a monthly subscription fee of $3 a month. So
Yes. Right.
pretty darn good for.
And that's whether you invest 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, the upside is fully to you. That's one key difference, I think, on
And
this
no
platform.
percentage for managing
No.
anything.
No.
Great. Just want to make that clear. Very well worth it. Well, Justin, it's been a pleasure talking with you today and love this product. Congratulations for getting it out there on the market. And I'll be excited to see what happens in 2026.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, and all the best. And thank you for having me on the podcast.
Oh, really interesting talking with you. All right, you take care.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.